Welcome to Tapeworm Transmissions. Your host, Nolan Sinnott. Today's guest is Leo Nelson of Bluemeal. Welcome to Tapeworm Transmissions.
Yeah, that's cool. You can turn it on. It's all
good. We have a little background.
That's fine.
A little background intro.
I'm down, dude.
It's fine. I don't. This is a non-monetized podcast.
What are they? What is gonna happen? Trust me, no one's gonna know.
Hell yeah. Well, dude, we out here. Leo, badass drummer. Dope-ass friend. Reason why I'm in this room right here, right now. Wow. And this is actually where I first met you, was in this room.
Yeah, actually, you're right, dude. I think Jay found you because he knew Morian.
Yeah.
And Morian's like, yo, I know this guy who plays bass, and he can play with you guys, and you came in with your pedal board, and you set up like right over there, where the pedal board is now, actually.
Yeah,
wow, that's fucking
that's
weird.
That's the bass player's pedal board. Yeah. What are the odds, right?
You must have planned that. That's crazy. So anyway, you showed up, dude. And we looked you up on Facebook. He's like, yeah, this guy Nolan's. We looked you up, and I saw like your mustache and shit. And, like, also this guy's like some kind of like drug dealer or some shit. You know? That's what I said to Jay. And he's like, yeah, whatever. So that was fun, dude. That was fun to.
Yeah.
You know, I know it didn't work out in the end, but obviously we see why now.
Yeah.
You know?
Worked out in other ways.
Yes, it did. That got you into this and into the circle and into what was happening here. And I think that was what you guys needed.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Now I play drums, not bass or guitar.
Right. another influence I had on you. Well, I'm just kidding.
I mean, honestly, though, you guys definitely, you and Dave both made it more possible for me to be able to get to like a better point, I think, to do it.
Really?
Yeah, I think it would have been a lot slower of a process without you guys there.
Well,
just like the little tidbits and just like seeing, like, just to be able to watch you guys play, you know, not even you guys like necessarily saying anything. I mean, you guys have like, you know, oh, you should do something like this, or maybe try this, or, you know, you're doing this,
yeah,
like, you know,
right,
correcting something, you know, some things that are like easily fixable, but also just watching you guys, you know, being up and close with you, you know, on like a weekly basis, watching you play drums at least once or twice a week.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it definitely helps, dude. I mean, when you're surrounded, that is the one benefit of, that's one benefit of being surrounded by people who are genuinely into the same things that you are, when you have an actual community and stuff like that. I always say that. It's like my thing to say, but it really was embodied for me here, you know? That's really what solidified that whole idea in my mind, was being here and being, I lived in this room. Like, I lived here for years. You know, even before I was living here downstairs, like, I was living here. I was here all the time, dude. I'd go to work and I'd come here. I'd spend the night, go to work. I was just living here anyway, dude. Playing drums, doing everything, but I was surrounded by everyone. And plus I had to manage it, so I had to know everyone.
Right.
And everyone had to know me, at least at some peripheral
level.
So that really helped me get to know all these people and to get into the minds of people, you know, and change my opinions about certain things that I was a fucking stupid kid with opinions that didn't matter at all, you know? And
right.
Like, I got to meet people, and like, you know, it's easy to judge the cover band guys because they're older and they aren't doing original, blah, and they're making money, and blah. It's like, I held those viewpoints, you know? It's like, I don't know if ashamed is the right word, but I'm not proud of it. And then you get to talk to these guys, and you realize these are just dudes who love rocking too, man. And they have lives. They have other things too, you know? Their lives took off before the music thing did, so they kept both in their life. And, like, I respect that. So unless they're a complete asshole who's just shitting on other musicians,
right,
that's the only type of person who I won't...
Those are the old people that are in original bands. Not the cover band guys.
Their egos are threatened by our comeuppance. Yeah.
Yeah. But I know what you mean. You know, they're just dudes, like... They may not have the time or space or opportunity to write what they want, you know? And they're just, like, got their friends or their buddies, and they're just going to fucking make some cash, some side cash, because most of those people have, like, Except for, there's one or two bands, I think the Modern Day Romeos, I don't know if they have, like, real jobs.
No, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually on really good terms with Mike, their drummer.
Okay.
Him and I have been friends since, I mean, I wouldn't, friends, we don't ever hang out, but I don't know his family, but I would say good acquaintances for sure, that we, like, would talk to each other, and he's been here longer than me forever, you know, so he would give me little tidbits about stuff, and he would help when electronics or electrical stuff would fuck up, you know, because he's an electrician.
Oh, shit,
so,
nice.
Yeah, from the Romeo's Mike, so he, you know, it was pretty much how it went back then, and those guys are, like I said, cover music, there's a demand for it.
Yeah.
It's not like they're stealing gigs from us.
No.
That's not what those bands are there to play. They're there to be the radio live and more engaging. Mm-hmm. Basically, that's what they're there to be. And that's not, I'm saying that with all respect. I mean that completely. Like, that's the gig, you know? And, like,
yeah,
that's cool. And that makes it more engaging for the people who are, you know, going to those restaurants or venues or whatever. I mean, they want to hear that stuff. So it's not like they're forcing anything. And I love those guys too, man. Like,
yeah,
they're cool.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, like I said, it's the old original assholes you got to worry about.
I'm going to be that guy, so.
We all will be that guy.
I'm a curmudgeon at the age of 29. Like, there's no way. No, I'm not that curmudgeon. But that's how people portray me. So, whatever. It is what it is.
YOLO.
Yeah.
Fucking, this song is jamming, though.
Bro, R.I.P. is sick. Or rest in peace. I don't know how to say their name. It's like the most generic band name ever. Like, no doubt. But these guys, they have something. It's just, they have the thing. I
they
get excited
it.
About it like a little kid.
Yeah,
like, it's just,
they rock. I like the artwork a lot.
Yeah. Street Doom. That's what they are. They're Street Doom.
Street Doom?
Yeah, it's like,
I like how, you know, that the skeleton thing kind of looks like death.
Right.
But he's not holding the scythe. The naked woman in his hand is holding the scythe.
Right, he's got a chain, like a dope-ass chain.
Dope-ass chain that says R.I.P. on it.
He's got, like, a leather glove with a knife in it.
Yeah, like a biker.
Like a biker
studded
glove.
Biker leather glove.
How fucking cool is that picture? Like,
super dope.
Yeah, I want that as a fucking poster on my wall.
Hell yeah.
So what's up, man? What's going on with Waterfall King? What's going on with you? How you been, dude?
I've been doing pretty good. Just working, doing the grind. Hear a lot.
Yeah.
Hear a lot. A lot. Been delving back more into Tapeworm, the regular Tapeworm, not the podcast version
okay.
of Tapeworm.
You're talking about the band?
No, the ambient, ambient tape stuff.
Okay.
Been delving back into that. I kind of strayed away a little bit from it, just
okay.
like with recording the album and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And
didn't you guys re-record?
I had to re-record the drums.
Right.
Because like, and it's not anything with Jay. But I just felt like I wasn't giving the performance, and I was having to work through Jay to do the recording, like, oh, like, stop there, you know, and, like, try to pick it up in other places. And I just felt like I could do it a lot better if I just spend a week here by myself and just, like, have the computer and do it. So I recorded, he came here and helped me set up the microphones, and we hooked it through my system so I could record the drums through my computer.
Okay.
And then I just, like, went through the tracks and was way happier with how they turned out.
Yeah.
Way happier. Like, they would have been okay before, but this, the performance just, like, wasn't there. The energy just, like, wasn't there. It was just lacking. Mm-hmm. And, Jay agrees with, like, I went to stop by his house the other day, and, yeah, he's like, yeah, dude, they're, like, way better. He's like, I'm glad that you did that. It took, you know, it took an extra month out of our time frame, but,
yeah.
Because, like, he set up the drums right before Christmas. So there was Christmas. Then my dad's birthday is right after that. Then my birthday is right after that. You know, and then I'm also working in between all of that. So that was like,
yeah, you got a busy life.
2 weeks right there. So then it was like, I didn't even get started till after the new year, really. Right. You know, I got like the foundation down and everything, but I wasn't like doing the hard recording on it yet.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Maybe it's just Jay, but I had to re-record drums twice too with him. So, it's not Jay's fault. I'm just
no,
kidding.
It had,
but it was a good opportunity, like you said. Like, for me, it was like, I thought I had the parts. And then when I listened to him, I was like, oh, I could have done that better. And I was like, we might have to just put it out, you know? Like, I never want to and I'm not the kind of person that compromises. So I think what happened was, whatever you want to say, the universe, whatever, things rearranged themselves so that I was able to re-record my parts and, like, actually crush them like do the fills I wanted.
Feel good about it.
And I wasn't playing to the click. I was playing with the click. It's a whole different thing. Like, you're keeping the click in your head, but you're not trying to match it. Because if you're trying to match the click, you are not going to perform anywhere near like the vibe that's in your soul when you play live. You know,
right.
You have to just play over that track and be tight enough that you know where the things are.
The click like interweaves with what you're doing.
Exactly. It's a little bit of a reference. It's not there to match completely. So that's what I learned. And I thought I nailed them the second time a lot more than the first time. And it's proven to be that way, that I got some updates with the band. But anyway, go back to you guys. What's going on?
Yeah, so I was honestly beating myself up over it for a long time. Because I was like, oh, I don't want to have Jay to like redo it. You know, I feel bad. Like,
right.
You know, he's already spent like a lot of time putting everything together for us.
I'm sure he's probably a little annoyed, but that's okay.
Yeah, I'm sure he was. But it was just worth it. Mm-hmm. And then, like, we told him not to worry about, like, mixing it right away. You know, like, take your time. Like, we're no... With that long pause, like, we just decided we're not in a rush to, like, put it out in any way. You know, we can wait to July if we want to.
Yeah.
You know, because we have other things that we want to do. We're trying to put some videos together,
right,
and do some photos. And also, like I told you, we're practicing to the click track now. So we're kind of, like, reforming our songs. Because on this record and, like, live is kind of a little bit different, you know. Things come off, like, a little bit different. So, like, when we play it to the record and playing it, trying to do exactly, like, to the record live, it feels a little bit different, you know. So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we're trying to rework some of the songs and then possibly get a drummer to replace me so that I could play guitar and do other noisy things for album two.
Okay. Well, it's got to be the right person.
Yeah. It's a struggle, and that's also something we're not, like, rushing into.
Yeah.
You know, we've tried, like, a couple people out, and we're putting the feelers out there, but we're not, like, we still have a lot of other stuff going on to where this doesn't need to happen right now.
I understand.
You know? Like, yeah. We still have to do the three-piece band for this album. Like, mm-hmm. We get to get all of that ready, because adding a drummer isn't going to be, like, for this record or anything for it. Like,
okay.
He won't be on this thing at all. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, totally.
And then we'll have to rework the songs again to have a second guitarist.
Yeah, that's the one thing, man. Like, changing your setup partially through a band, like, it's kind of always been the plan with you, I know, but, like, just, I can't imagine the kind of difficulty that starts to calculate sometimes with figuring all that stuff out. It's not like it's impossible or anything, but it just adds another layer of, like,
yeah,
okay, we got to do this just so we can do the thing, you know. So that's,
but
that,
yeah.
No, it's not. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just like, that's something where it's like, I'd be like, uh-oh.
Yeah, but like you said, it's just got to be the right person, you know. And we're not gonna sell ourselves short on the person.
Yeah, you know, that's actually that's the only thing that's gonna make it work, is if it's the right person. Like, if I can give any advice, dude, to anybody who's ever like, if anybody wants to hear what I have to say, like, it would be, get the right people. Number one, that is the first thing. Like, you can't even worry about other stuff.
If you're like swimming upstream like a trout,
yeah,
trying to add another person in there, or a specific person,
yeah,
it's just not going to work. You know, like, there shouldn't be any upstream. There should be someone who like it's going to have to be someone that gets the music, like listens to the music and knows what needs to happen with it, and not just be like, I'm going to do this differently. I'm going to do this differently. You know, listen to what we need first, and then you can start putting your spin on it, you know? Like, let's don't even put your spin on it until we have the song down, and then we'll do it, you know?
Yeah.
So, and someone will know exactly what that is when it happens. Like, you know, they'll lock in.
I hope so. I mean, we've all been tremendously lucky. It makes me think it's beyond luck. So I have a feeling that if you guys really put some effort into looking, you know, like, when you do, or when the way you look, you know, put effort at least into the way you look for people, that'll be what'll find it. Just don't compromise too, that's the other thing. Like,
yeah,
just never compromise, because as soon as you do that on a big thing like that, things unravel.
Yep.
Things unravel. So just be careful.
Yeah. And the drummer, I feel like, controls a lot of stuff.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, now, yeah, see, it's a lot.
They control a lot. Like,
yeah,
like, it's really the drummer and, like, the lead singer person.
Yeah.
Or the whoever, the, you know, for you, it's, like, you and Jay. Since he's, like, you know, I don't have a vocalist, but he's, like, the lead lead instrument. So it's like literally those two things, you know, like
totally
make it, and the bass just, I mean, the bass can be the lead too, like Primus, but
yeah.
But in this instance, you know, it'd be like me and Morian.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's the cool thing is like, it's going to be weird not having you on drums in the band because I'm so used to that and like, excited about your progression and like listening to what you're doing. And like I've told you before, and I know Dave says this too, is like watching you play is like reminding us of like, dude, there's a way to approach drums for the song. And that's what it's about, you know, rather than, stupid little chop games, whatever you try to play with yourself.
Right.
You know, like, and I'm over that. I feel like I've definitely gotten over that stage in my life. But for a while, dude, it was just like my anxious mind was always like, I have to play, like, just overthinking my parts to the point of like, what are you doing?
Right.
You know, like that was my life for a long time. And I produced some cool parts that I'm still proud of. So at least I don't hate the result. I mean, it was hard to get there. So I'm just more like from here and not worry so much about what I think.
I think a lot of that came from lack of skill for on the drums, and also but also being like a drummer and a or I'm sorry a guitarist and a bass player, you know, kind of
being
in those positions and being like, well, what would the like what would a bass player want from me right
that's
now?
That's huge,
you know.
That's
like, what
huge.
Would I want in this position? Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah, it's definitely tackled it well, and I can't wait to I'm not gonna lie, I heard this maybe before you re-recorded drums, this was a couple months ago,
it might have been, yeah,
okay, but I heard Jay played for me Filth because I just begged him and he just like finally caved, so don't get mad at him. But
no, I'll play a song for you after the show because I want to show you one that I'm like I'm pretty proud of.
No, but I kind of was like, dude, just let me hear it. He's like, I don't know, man. And I'm just like, come on, man. Was like, I was just like, I wanted to hear it. So we finally played it and I was like, man,
hell yeah,
cool. I'm glad in the direction they're going. So you just redid drums, Morian's vocals and the guitars and the bass and everything is still the same?
Yeah, that's all still the same.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all still the same.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm super happy with it. Super happy. Excited for everything to start coming together. It was just such a weight off my shoulders, like, redoing it. You know, I would have been so unhappy if I didn't redo it.
Yeah. He wants to live with that. That's so... I don't know, man. I'm not a fan of that. I've done that. It's, like, it's painful. It's, like, this is the one thing I'm, like, staking, like, my life on, you know? Like, it's... It's music. I mean, not this band specifically, but also this band. I've been with Jay for 12 years. I've been jamming with Jay.
That's crazy.
Almost every week.
Shout out to Jay.
Shout out to Jay Andrew. So we put in the time, man. We've learned each other. We've gone through all our life experiences from the time when I was 18 or 19.
That's crazy.
Yeah, 12 years. So I was like 17 turning 18. That's how long I've been jamming with that dude. I was still in high school with my first job. I've never had a job and not been in a band with Jay.
That's crazy.
Right.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. So that's how deep it goes for us, man, you know. I don't know what we were talking about originally. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I love Jay, though. Jay's fucking sick.
Yeah, man. That's my brother in crime right there, dude. So
what's going on in the Lumiel world? What can you touch on with that? I know Jay went through a little bit of stuff, but...
Did he tell you any major stuff yet?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
We were going through a search for singers, man. And I, you know,
we did talk about that.
It's difficult sometimes. It's hard, difficult to find someone who you get along with at least. You know what I mean? At first, you can tell when there's a vibe, and you're like, okay, this guy's a sick. Or this person's a sick player, but they don't fit
right
with what our vibe. So, you know, and we had a couple people try out, and we brought a couple people back a second time and tried to like, okay, there's some potential, let's do this. And then I'm like, you know, some people would bail on us, you know, so it was just kind of a dead end. So recently we got some good news, and we sent out a song to a guy, and he got back to us with some very good, very like the right style for the band, and I couldn't believe it. So, and it's genuine, you know, it's not somebody trying to sing, you know, because
did he write lyrics too?
Yeah, and we're actually trying to work on the lyrics together, but what I'm finding is that when I try to write lyrics, I wonder if it just turns on the brain too much, you know, because it's somebody else's lyrics, you know, so if I'm trying to play somebody else's parts, am I really playing the part, or am I trying to make something happen, you know? So I think letting him do what we call spaghetti takes is where it's just throw it all out there. The brain isn't being used so much, and it's more emotion, it's more vibe and feel, and these moments come out of it.
Yeah.
And so I was just really impressed in the way he's definitely learning our style, and he looks, you know, he's pretty much the new guy.
That's
he's a new member of Lumiele, pretty much.
That's what's
so
up.
That's all I'm going to say for right now, just to keep things as they are. But I will tell you, when our record does come out this year, and I'm going to make it this year, and I'm going to make it soon, because we got. I'm not going to rush the process with the new singer, but it's coming out. So
dope,
the songs
dude.
Sound amazing, dude.
Like, I'm stoked.
The songs, and what I mean is, I can't believe, like, I knew what they sounded like before, because I wrote them with Jay and Dev. Getting a fourth element and getting a fourth element over it that's really good, like up to our like analytical critical standards, like that's hard to do, and we found someone who's willing to do that. So
that's super exciting.
Yeah, man,
I'm super excited.
That's
for
the
that.
Biggest news. So the band is, this year is going to be huge, man. This may not be like the year of like music coming back, especially not until the fall, but this is the beginning of the new age, man. The new renaissance, the new whatever, age of Aquarius, whatever you want to call it, man. Like,
yeah.
I do think it's really happening, and I do think I can see little ripples right now starting, you know, like different places are opening up, and it's going to be a stepwise progression back to not everyone being worried all the time. That's going to have to take time too, you know, and that's pretty much the determining factor along with the government regulations, whatever you think about them. You know?
Right. Yeah. I wanted to go back to what you were saying about the spaghetti lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
I, Doug, the guy I was in Seeds of Apollo with, and he did that, too. And the first time he did it, like, I laughed.
Right, because they're not even words.
I was like, I did not expect it at all. You know, he just, like, busted into it. You know, he knew what he was doing in his head, but, like, I had not experienced that before.
Yeah.
And he just, like, started doing it. I was, like, recording a song for him. This was actually before Seeds of Apollo, before we did that.
Right.
And I was recording a solo thing for him, and he was still working on the lyrics, and he had done that. And he wanted to, like, listen to it back, like, take it home and, like, work from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, started laughing, and I was, like, blown away at the end of it when he had, like, a full, like, structure of everything that, like, went together with, like, a melody. And, like, just to see that whole process is pretty mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think actually the singer coined the term spaghetti, so I'm not going to take credit for that. I think he actually, that's what he calls it.
Spaghetti
so.
Lyrics?
Yeah, spaghetti vocals or whatever, like just throwing stuff around, so.
I wonder if that's the thing.
Yeah, look it up. Maybe he's quoting something. It just has a definition of spaghetti. Oh, you are on Google, so.
Well, it's a song, I think.
Oh, okay.
Spaghetti by Fredo?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm the queen of Harrow Road. If you don't like it, suck me.
I'm down to listen to it.
No, I don't think it is.
Oh, okay. Well, good. It's an original there thing we coined. If you guys use that, yeah, you're going to need to send us a check.
Made out to Lumiele.
Right. No. It's a cool term. It's a cool idea, too. Like, spaghetti anything. Drums. Just, like, not letting yourself be critical at the beginning point. I think that's the idea. Just no criticism. Just get out there and just push the creative, the raw material out. And just,
let it flow.
Yeah, and you can shave it down and sculpt it later. Like, it's kind of how a lot of things work.
I think I've brought it up before. Maybe I even talked about it with you before, or with Lumiele, the Lumiele podcast, the flow state.
Mm-hmm.
That's something. Have you seen the movie Soul?
No.
You should watch that movie.
How do you spell it?
Soul, just like your soul.
Okay.
It's a Disney movie. It's an animation, but dude, watch it.
Okay.
It is
put that note on my phone right now.
It is about a jazz musician.
Okay.
That I don't know if I want to give it away.
No, let me check it out then. I'm legitimately taking a note, so.
It's about a jazz musician.
Okay.
So it's super music. And they talk about the flow state and stuff like that, and it's, you know, it's a kid's animation movie, so there's some child things, but it's also such a high level thinking movie.
Yeah,
it's about really, really in depth concepts.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay,
it's,
I took a note. I'm gonna watch it.
It's a good movie. Anyone else listening, definitely check it out. Soul. It was an insanely good movie, and Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails did the score.
Oh, sweet. Definitely going to check it out now.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. So that's pretty much what was going on with me, man. The band, that's the big thing that's happening with us, you know?
Nice.
Guys, what are you guys planning? You're not planning, that's right. Never mind.
We're shooting for a July, I think, release right now, but okay. It's loose,
right?
You know?
Midsummer, that's cool. As things are popping off in the middle of the summer.
We're trying to...
That's a good idea.
Get things going with doing video, some video work, but it's been...
Like music videos or just like promo videos? Because the stuff you guys do, by the way, I really like... Even just like the tarot card things you guys did, like all that stuff is sick. Like that's a great way that, like, you know, to do that. And that's a good way for, I've been trying to bring those ideas up to the guys too, you know, like look at what the homies are doing. Like these are good ideas, not to copy them, but to get our minds thinking of like, what's the next way
step?
Of content for us? Cause
yeah,
you got to stay on people's minds anyway.
Yeah, no, you're good. But yeah, we want to do more stuff like that. We want to do promo videos. We want to have a couple music videos. And you know how it is. Any type of video is like to get someone to do it is expensive. So we're trying to do what we can to cut down on those costs and do
it. Jano's a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a guy who's not too pricey. So good work. That's probably the person we would use. So maybe talk to Jason.
Okay.
If you guys are. If you have somebody, go with that person. But if you're still shopping around, like.
Yeah, we don't really have anyone in mind. We're trying to do as much of it ourselves as possible, but obviously it's hard to have a music video with you in it and do it yourself also.
Yeah.
You know, you can't hold a camera and like play guitar. You know, Maureen can't be the videographer if we're trying to do like a band shot, you know.
Yeah.
So we have to find someone to do that, and we have a couple friends that might do it for the Lolo. Might be able to get my brother to do it for free.
Okay.
But
Ryan.
Yeah.
That's funny, the New Year's Eve party. I hope he's okay from that. Yeah, he got real sick that night.
Yeah, he got really sick that night. Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out to Ryan. That wasn't his finest moment.
No, that's okay, bro. I've had those nights.
Yeah, it happens, you know? Yeah. And that was a fun night.
That was like Steve the other night, dude, like 4 or 5 weeks ago. Steve had a little get-together in his room downstairs. And... By the end of the night, dude, he was so drunk. He was so ridiculously drunk. He was just yelling and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And he was asleep on the couch downstairs. He was laying down on the couch, and his girlfriend was giving him, water.
Oh, I thought you were going to say give him a head.
No. That would have been a crazy party.
This was
not that level. Not that that wouldn't happen, but this is not that level. And she was giving him water. Damn it, dude. She was giving him water and shit or whatever. And then he would, like, every... 10 minutes or whatever. I remember one time he popped up and he was just like, I hope you're all having fun. And then he went back to sleep because he was so mad that he was wasted and couldn't party. It's just classic Steve.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. I hope you're having fun.
I can hear him say that too.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Steve.
Yeah, parties.
He's leaving the stew though.
Huh?
He's leaving the stew.
Really?
Yeah. So this is his last month.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And then what is he doing?
He said he got a new car.
Yeah.
So he can't afford the new car and the studio.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Damn. All right. Well, yeah, I don't talk to him as much anymore, so...
Yeah, I don't see him that much anymore. He's definitely not here as much as he was before.
Right.
He was here, like, every day. Okay. All his car was always out there.
Yeah. Right. Like but, mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I hadn't seen him as much lately, and also, like, we're up here now, so, like...
You don't run into him as often.
We don't run into anyone, like, really that often.
Yeah.
Like, everyone has to come up here. We don't really ever go down there. Fucking plebs down there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You get this room gives you that elitist attitude, so be careful. Yeah. I definitely had that for too long.
No, that's good, because we all party and hang out up here.
Yeah. Dude, Halloween party was sick.
The Halloween party was good.
You guys jammed that night. I was sitting right here, and I was, like... Because that was right when I was, like, getting into the tracks, you guys. I'm like, this fucking band. Like, I heard the recordings finally. I gave them the time that they deserved to be listened to. And I was like, damn. And then after Crystal and Filth, I was like, you guys kind of, like, took a little break. And I, like, dipped downstairs. And I was so, like, creatively charged that I was like, dude, let's start jamming, man. And we just started playing in Dave's room, dude. I just hopped on Dave's kit. And then
that's sick.
Jay and Dev. And that was the first time we had jammed in, like, 3 or 4 months.
Since you guys left here.
Yeah, we hadn't jammed since after that because we recorded and then I moved out.
How's your guys' jams going now?
Awesome, dude. We soundproofed my living room.
That's what's up.
Yeah, so we just it's awesome. I can play drums whenever. The neighbors are cool. They're all far away, so they don't really get pissed off if no one's said anything yet.
Oh, yeah. I don't think anyone's going to say anything.
No. We put drywall up. We padded the windows. And we put drywall over the windows with all this foam and blankets and stuff in the middle. Screwed those in. And then we put up those expensive, like, $45 sound-absorbing blankets, the black ones. Like, the real ones.
Nice.
We bought probably $400, $500 worth of those blankets and put them up all in there.
How does it sound in there?
Amazing. It might sound better than it does in here with regards to the drums, only because of the hardwood floor and, like, just the level of absorption. But I don't know, man. This room sounds amazing. So it's like, there's no doubt that, like, the two rooms I've had my drums in for the last, actually the three, because Dan's cabin, that's made of all pine wood where I recorded the drums.
This having, like, no floor, like, not being a floor underneath is what makes it really, like, sing. But, you know, with all the, before we put everything in here, mm-hmm. I set my drums up first because that's what we were going to, like, base everything around, you know?
Test it out.
We got to figure out where the drums are going to be, and then we can kind of fill in around that. And I set my drums up, like, pretty much right where they were. I was like, well, Leo had them here, so I'm going to just, like, I'm just going to put in there. And I played. And, like, nothing was in here. There was nothing against the walls. It was just an empty room. I think the only thing in here was, like, a couch and a couple of, like,
tables and shit, yeah.
Tables bookshelf. And shit. Yeah. Bookshelf. And I played, and me and Morian were like, holy fuck. It was ridiculous.
Room 21, man. It's a great room for drums.
It is.
So, yeah, I'm glad you got a good sound. I'm glad you, you know, I know you put new heads on your kit. They sound good. Everything's, I bought new heads for my kit, too, recently, so. Nice. They're not on yet, but.
They're going on.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's up.
I'm just starting to get back into the drum nerd mode, because I can now play and I have all my shit together, you know, once again, where I'm not drumming at somebody else's house who's letting me keep my kit there. Or,
yeah, it's not as free and,
yeah,
not as free feeling.
No, yeah.
Kind of feels like it's hard to be as creative in that kind of setting.
I will, however, say, you're absolutely right. I always do Bernie Sanders. I will, however, say, Joe. Bernie Sanders. Don't get me into the Bernie Sanders. Anyway. Dude, actually having to go to drive to Woodstock, which is like a 40-minute drive for me, to play drums, and I only could do that once a week on Thursdays. One, made me obviously appreciate the kit way more. But two, like, I actually was able to, hell yeah, I was actually able to keep my level of chops up and actually build a little bit in that kind of situation, which was surprising. I thought I would just be, like, hardcore, just, you know, skin of my teeth, holding on to my chops and not losing too much. Because, you know, once you stop playing for a long time, you start to lose it a little bit.
Yeah. Sometimes a break is nice, though.
That
is
true, too.
I feel like when I take a break from playing the drums, like, you know, for, like, a week or something, and I come back, like, sometimes I feel like I play better than I did, like, the last time I played.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we did, like, a three or four day, like, rehearsal week, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like by the fourth one, it's like sometimes I'm doing really good, or sometimes by the fourth one, I'm just like, dude, what the fuck? I can't even remember like the songs. I can't do shit, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, we take a week break or whatever, and then we come back, and it's like, we're just like, we all smile and we're all ready to go, and we just fucking get into it and just like, you know?
Yeah. You have to go through varied periods, too. Like, there was a period when I was up here, dude, for almost a week. I was playing 5 hours a day. I was playing two and a half hour sessions per day, and just like my playing was just expanding, you know. And it's like, that was fun to be like, wow, I can actually just spend as much time as I want to do this.
That's sick.
Yeah,
super sick.
5 hours a day. That's actually from Arnold Schwarzenegger too, because he's like said he worked out for 5 hours a day. I'm like, okay, well, that dude's successful as you could possibly be, so I'm like, maybe that's a good idea, 5 hours a day. So
yeah,
definitely worked. I definitely got better.
I wish I could put 5 hours a day in. Wish I had that much time.
Me too. Yeah. I used to have 23 hours a day to do anything I wanted.
Yeah.
So, that's okay.
One day.
It's coming back.
It's a slow burn, you know?
I don't know. A slow burn?
Yeah. It's a slow burn, you know? It's like, it's going to take some time.
Okay. Yeah, true.
When you're rolling blunts, you can get the slow burn blunts. I don't know what that means, really.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, I've seen it. Maybe they just all say it on it. I don't know. I can't remember.
Blunts are harsh on my throat. I know that sounds like a little bitch.
No,
thing to
dude,
say, but like,
not at all. I used to smoke blunts all the time in high school, but yeah, now I don't like smoking blunts.
I don't like smoking a lot anymore either. That's my thing. Like, I don't like smoking, and as in terms of quality or quantity at once. Like,
yeah,
I don't need to go into space every time. You know, like sometimes I just want a little bit of my edge and a little bit more of my creative, relaxed myself mind, and not the everyday trying to analyze and do my job and blah blah blah. You know,
right.
It's like, gotta drop that.
Yeah, I feel like I definitely smoke significantly less than I used to too. It's like, yeah, same thing. You know, I'll just take like a hit or two and then just be good to go.
And you save money, and you still, you know, you don't. I don't know. I'm also a person who gets, like, when I get really high, I think it's my health too. It's been getting better, but if I got really stoned, dude, I would just fucking. Wouldn't be a good experience for me. It'd be almost like a negative trip.
Yeah.
If I got too high.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't like that. Like, that's not why I did this.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, so. No, I know what you mean.
Yeah, no.
It's not why. It's like the exact opposite reason why.
I want to feel good and relaxed and hang out with people. Not like, what is everything? Am I real? Am I just a pair of eyes that are floating? Like, holy shit. Like, what is anything? Like, that's, you get existential, you know, crisis-y when you get that high. Like, I definitely have. And I'm not down for that anymore. Too old
yeah,
for that,
that definitely happens.
I'm glad I'm not the only one. That's good.
So are you, how good of friends are you with Kyle? Or are you familiar with, like, because I didn't listen to that podcast yet. He had a pretty crazy drum story.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he, like, flew to California or something like that. And was, like, playing drums, like, every day in, like, a class for, like, 2 weeks or, like, a month or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I think he mentioned that to me, but this was years ago, right?
And I thought that was super cool. And then he was playing in the basement here. He had a room in the basement.
He did say that to me. I remember that. Stanley was charging him to play in the basement. Wow.
Yeah, Stanley, he was, like...
Sorry,
Kyle. He came to see rooms with Stanley, and he's, like... Well, these are like all out of my price range, and Stanley was like, "Well, I got something in your price range."
Is that the story? I gotta listen to it.
Yeah, it's like I'm not saying it like verbatim, you know, but that's basically what happened.
Oh, of course it is. That is fucking great, dude. That son of a bitch. Talking about Stanley. Ridiculous, dude. So, actually, I had a dream about him last night.
Oh, Jesus.
I had a dream that I was here and I was walking out the back door and he was out there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I had a dream like shit went down. So,
hopefully he doesn't see you here today.
Hopefully it's not a premonition. I think it's just because I haven't been here in a while, and every time I come back, it's kind of like I have some kind of weird dream before if I know I'm going. So, I had an interesting experience too with like Alex. I don't know if you know him. This kid, he's friends with the Endo. He used to be friends with the Endo guys. I think he still is, but they just don't hang out. Anyway, he used to hang out here a lot, and we used to be buds, and we still are, and he's friends with Steve, so he showed up to that party and stuff. And I must have got really nostalgic. I was drunk. I was pounding Jaeger, so I was, like, really nostalgic. And I think what happened was I was just kind of, like, extolling the virtues of this place still, even though I'm not here. And he, like, looked me dead in the eye, and he was just like, like, I don't feel the same way about this place anymore, Leo. Like, and I was just like, oh, I just got like a deep, like, oh man, am I just, first I just felt like, oh, okay, you're not connecting with this, sorry. And then I felt like the old, like, am I just the guy who's like gonna like live in that period of his life forever? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, the space, you know? And I was just like, it like checked me, you know? Like, I still will always be like, love the freedom and the times and what this place represents, but like, yeah, he was kind of the thing that pushed me. It was an uncomfortable moment, dude. Like, you know, so that really kind of made me realize, like, you're on a different path now. You live somewhere else, you're playing something, you know, you're playing in another place, like, your life is taking a different path. Like, it enjoy what you had, and it was really cool, and it always will be, and it's always going to be a story somewhere down the road, but like, you kind of have to let certain parts of your life be what they were, you know,
right,
and not carry them forever. So that was a weird moment, but it definitely shook me out of whatever illusions I had, you know.
That is you know, and I see it, I get why someone would not feel that way anymore, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't even that he was upset about it. I felt like I was like too like this boy. Yeah, you know, like you should get a room here. It's because he was talking about getting a room here.
Gotcha.
That's what it was about. And then he's like, "No, I'm not gonna do that." And I was trying to be like, "Hey, man, if you really want to do your craft, like, you know what it's like here already, and you know what to expect, and you could actually expand. It does help you expand." So he was just kind of not for it. So,
You know, maybe one day.
Maybe.
Yeah, there's like not as much people, not a lot of people here right now.
Yeah, there wasn't. Saturday used to be everybody was here.
Yeah, it'd be crazy. And Thursdays.
Yeah. What was that about?
I don't know.
It was weird. Yeah, what's it like now? I mean, I still haven't really. I don't know what it's like during the day. I'm never here, like right now.
Well, we moved up here, and then
Gary Hain.
Yeah,
I love Gary. Gary's
he moved into the room right next door to us.
Oh no! Isn't that why you guys moved down from upstairs?
I mean, part of it, you know, a bigger room and just like to be like away from everyone, and like he had a selection of rooms and picked the room like right next to ours. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah,
Morian had told him, he's like, oh yeah, we're getting a room upstairs. He's like, oh, there's rooms upstairs available?
Oh, Morian.
But I'm glad we copped this room, because this is definitely...
No, it's part of the divine plan that you guys have this room, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think the other room, Endo's room is a little bit bigger, but that's just, you know... It's like not a big enough to be like a big deal.
No, who cares? Like this, that room also doesn't have the certain energy. This room has had a lot of different bands in it too, that you kind of vibe off of when you're in here. It's kind of just like I said last time, or whenever I was here, it's kind of just built into the walls of this place. So
yeah,
let's just hope things get better in the spring, in the summer. You know, like let's hope like. Some big thing happens. Maybe they're like, okay, shows are available, but only you can only do them like at these kind of things. Like, hopefully, it's not just no shows. Like, that'll bum me out.
Some type of show. Yeah, we need something.
I mean, start running it out of this fucking place, you know? By the way, what's the deal with the coffin in room 8? Have you seen that?
It's all stainless stuff.
Okay.
Like, you see all the stuff in the back? There's like an airplane out there.
I just saw that today.
And like the pillars and like the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's like, I don't know where all that shit came. One day it was just all here.
Yeah.
And I guess Brian said it's Stanley's.
Okay. There's a fucking straight up casket
downstairs.
In roommate downstairs.
Yeah, I know.
Devin laid in it that night at the party.
I don't
close the top.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, dude. It's a funhouse cartoon. But yeah, anyway, man. I just hope things get better and shows start happening or people start doing more music. It was cool to see like Side Streets. They wanted to do that thing with the van. Remember that
yeah.
for your show? Like, I don't know if they had to end up doing that or not, but, like, that was a cool idea.
Yeah, well, I think they might be... Side Street's doing something pretty cool, actually, right now. Shout out to Side Street Studio.
Oh, yeah.
That Halloween show was super awesome.
Yes, it was great.
That was really... That was, like... I've rewatched the video that I have of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fucking dope. The drums just, like, echoing through the fucking... Streets of downtown Elgin.
I love it, man. And I heard Morian's voice, too, when we were walking before we rolled up. And I heard just, like, I heard down, Morian, like, you say. I was just like, oh, my God, dude. I was just like, is this happening right now? Because it was, like, a year almost at that point. Well, not a year, I guess. That would technically be 10, so 7 months of Corona.
Yeah.
Of, like, none of that being a thing at all.
Right.
So, like, when that happened, that was a big moment for me because it was, like, the perfect night. The weather was perfect.
It was perfect.
People were there, but it wasn't overwhelming, so it was popping, but it wasn't crazy. And the cops rolled by and were totally cool, dude. They just, like, yeah, they just kept going. That was awesome. So I really appreciated that.
But they're doing another thing now where they're going to – they have, like, a production – YouTube channel where they're gonna just start putting out videos on YouTube and have like it's all gonna be like collaborative musical and video efforts.
Okay, so what is are they gonna do it like an audio tree type thing where you're like live playing and they're recording you, or
I think it's gonna be like a combination of that and then just like actual just like videos.
Okay,
that aren't like maybe more like music video type of things. I don't know.
Okay.
But he just like announced it the other day.
Okay. Did they ever do the van thing and like provide shows?
No, I never heard of the van.
Okay,
because
that's what he told me, the one guy that I actually made a donation to that night. He's like, yeah, we want to do more events like this, you know, and bringing the van out and charging or like powering the show. So that's another cool idea for people out there. Like, yeah, you know, I think DIY venues are going to become more of a thing too.
Hell yeah.
You know,
back like in the old days.
Yeah.
Those are cool. It's going to be super punk.
Hey, man. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do so you can do the thing.
Yeah, like some basement shows and shit like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, that's where you may not make money, but that's where you're going to have a crowd and, like, build a fan base.
When you have those kind of interactions, I've been at those small shows, and I've played at those small shows like that. When you actually have, and, you know, during the show, people are loving it, and then afterwards, you're actually just mingling with people, and everybody's cool, and you start to just... It's just awesome. Like, that's worth more than, like, $100 or $200, you know, like, what I mean? Like, I don't always want to do that, but I'm never like, I should have got paid for that, you know?
Right,
it's just, like, I feel like I already did because it was fun.
Like, doing the shows that we do here.
Yeah.
Those, like, I miss that. Like,
we had to bring Yeatstock back to some capacity, man.
Like, we'll do it. We'll do it soon. We'll do it. We'll see, you know, maybe
people
in the
are
fall.
A little edgy about because some people got sick the last time or whatever. And
yeah, we got to wait it out a little bit longer, I think. Yeah. But, you know, it's going to be, like, it's going to be good. But I do miss that, you know, having, like, the downstairs bands play and, like,
yeah,
you guys play and we play. And just, like, having, you know, like, obviously we're not getting paid for all that. We're just throwing a party and all these people are here just, like, jamming out, you know, and they get to see, like, a whole barrage of dope ass bands. Watching you guys fucking just shred in the room 8 downstairs, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, all of us just down there, just like going like rotation, just fucking
room
crushing
room
it.
And people just crowding outside the room and like down by the bar. That's why downstairs 8, 5 and Dave's room were just like perfect. And when Luke was there, we had that whole L shape, so we had the bar. And we could just have everybody would just hang out in the bar while each band would play. Like, that was ideal.
Yeah.
No one's in 4, right? Is somebody in 4?
I don't think so.
And then Dave's in 3. Who's in 5, the old room? Do you know? Is there anybody in that room?
I think there is a band in there.
Okay.
But, yeah. That was fucking crazy. Then the drum battle. I wasn't a part of the drum battle, but...
that was one of the funnest nights I've ever had. That was great.
That was the Morian's birthday, right? Where the fire alarm went off?
Yeah.
That was the same night, right?
After no, everyone... I think... No, that was the Yeats... No, that was Yeatstock.
Yeatstock. That's
right. That was the original Yeatstock, 2019 in June.
Dude.
That was the original.
That shit was fucking wild.
We were up till fucking 3 or 4 or 5. We were up for a while, man.
Yeah.
That Gabe was there. Remember Gabe?
Yeah.
He was like, yeah! He was loving it, dude. He was losing his mind.
He was rapping, too. Wasn't there?
I think he did start rapping over a certain
part. Dude, that was a great night. Like, there was just so much music happening. Everyone just, like, like, after we all did our sets, like, people were just hopping on instruments and just, like, fucking going at it.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah, the people who could play and who weren't, like, in the bands, like, you know, somebody would meet somebody and they'd be like, yeah, can I play your kid? Like, cool, man, you know, like, shit like that. That was really cool, you know, like, that's, I planned that party. I put a lot of planning. We all did. We all kind of contributed, so.
Yeah, that's what I love about this place.
Yeah.
You know, just a lot of.
The ability to do that.
And COVID definitely sucked all of that out of it right now. There's a little bit of community, like, it's really nice having Dave here. Still,
yeah,
you know,
he's got to move.
Yeah, he's got to move. But I think they're keeping the room though.
Yeah, okay, they should.
Yeah, because there's like Devin and Luke still. They all still play in there.
Okay. Yeah. It's definitely a good vibe. I definitely just feel like these days, man, too many things we've taken for granted are being shown to us, you know, like, and now I think it's a slow burn, like you said, like, the longer we go into this where things aren't how they probably should be, you know, at least to be normal, and like, it just kind of bums me out sometimes, you know.
It is.
I get majorly bummed,
like,
not gonna lie,
just a crazy event, you know. Like, despite what you believe in or whatever, it's still fucking happening, you know?
Yeah.
And we have very little control over it, I feel like. At least, what am I going to do to change anything that's going on?
Yeah.
I just try to do what I can.
Just embody the right principles, right?
Yeah, I just try to do what I can to, like, keep everyone safe and happy as much as I can. And, do what I can to still try to live, like, normally.
Yeah, I mean, that's what everybody's doing.
And it's like, I'm not trying to step on anyone's toes. I'm not trying to, like, cause a stir. I just want this shit to be, like, over with. You know?
I don't know anybody who doesn't feel the same way.
And it's like, it sucks. Yeah, I don't think anyone, it just really fucking sucks that we're all having to go through this. And like
a year later.
Still, a year later.
You know, it's definitely not as bad. We're not locked down. And I'm grateful for that. But man, like, I think we're at a place where it's okay. You know, I think you can see in your world around you, not on your phone or through the TV, but if you look at the world around you and what's actually happening, if you kind of get below the fear level of people, which I get, I'm not criticizing, I get it. You can see, like, most people are, like, I mean, maybe not in our area, too. We're not in the city, and I'm sure in the city, it's drastically different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I understand that. But I think we're starting to understand that, like, this isn't the plague. 10% of the people didn't die, you know? Like, we don't have to have everything still restricted all the time. And all the people who did pass away, that is terrible. I don't know anybody, once again, that doesn't have a negative feeling about people dying, you know? Like, that's another thing that's just obvious. Nobody wants that. So but at the same time, like, we can't not live our lives, I think, to a certain level and feel fulfilled.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Something's got to give. I mean, like, they were allowing people do the fucking Super Bowl. I don't know if you watched the Super Bowl, but there was a fuck ton of people there. And I know they say that all of them were, like, frontline, like, nurses and doctors and shit like that, and that they all have the vaccine, but still seems kind of...
I don't know. I don't pay attention to news that much, and I don't know what's going on in the world so much. So I guess I don't even know the Super Bowl happened because I'm that out of touch with the world. Okay. Well, that makes sense. You know,
I like watching the halftime shows.
Yeah, no, it's cool. Them. Yeah, I'm not in,
because you know they're putting a lot of money into it, so it's like it's interesting to see like what they do.
Spectacle.
You know, it's a spectacle, and sometimes it's interesting and good, and sometimes it's like a total wash. But this year, I was watching. There's this podcast I listen to, Your Mom's House, and they have like, or it's like there's Your Mom's House, and they have like the Your Mom's House YouTube channel, but then they have Two Bears One Cave is like a sub show in there. Okay. And they were doing it's with Tom Segura and Burt Kreischer.
Yeah.
And they were doing a live show where they were going to watch the Super Bowl. And so...
And comment on it.
And, like, comment on it. And, like, you know, I wouldn't normally even watch the Super Bowl. Like, I would just watch the halftime show. And, like, I'd probably go to my parents' house and, like, just eat snacks and drinks or, you know, whatever. Yeah,
the classic American.
That's what we did last year. Like, Dave and Jeremy and, you know, a bunch of people came over to my parents' house and... We just ate burgers and chips and watched the Super Bowl, you know. Yeah. Not that I care, but, like, I'm more of the camaraderie of, like, being around everyone and doing the thing, you know. Like, I could care less who wins.
Yeah.
But...
Some people are deathly serious about that, though.
Yeah, they definitely are. Like, 100%. Yeah. But, I forgot where I was going with that. Oh, there was a lot of fucking people at this year's halftime show.
Yep, that was it.
And throughout the whole show. And Miley Cyrus played a show, and there was, like, a lot... Look at this. Look at this.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of this. I haven't...
I mean...
We don't even have a TV in my house, so... If that surprises anyone, that those two things are connected that I don't know, and we don't have a TV.
I'm just so you know, I'm also a huge fan of Miley Cyrus.
Legit?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's fucking badass.
Okay. Don't know any of her songs. Once again, I live under.
We don't have to watch this whole thing, but I just want you to get the idea.
Yeah.
Look at all these people here.
Got some biceps.
Just people listening. We're
fucking
Super Bowl Miley Cyrus 2021.
What is she saying?
So I think everyone, you got on your mask to protect yourself and everybody around you, so keep that on. But underneath there, put on the biggest smile that you've ever had. We're together listening to live music. Can you believe it?
All right, I'm about that.
I didn't know how much longer that would be. All right, this song
Rolling sample pad. That look familiar?
Dude, is that a fucking purple DW kit?
It looks like
is
it,
that
yeah.
a purple acrylic? That's fucking crazy. No, that's gotta be a light, dude.
No, I think
there's
it is
no
purple
way
acrylic.
Is that a purple acrylic kit. Okay. Super Bowl LV.
Yeah, dude, that totally is acrylic.
Oh, shit. Pisties, too. Good taste.
See what I'm saying? This is fucking Miley Cyrus. This is dope.
It's not my style, man, but I'm not opposed, I guess.
She's just badass. Do you know anything about the Free Britney movement?
No. What's happened now?
So, do you know anything about, like, Britney Spears and, like,
I
her
know
whole...
she, obviously, I know she is in the sense of being a musician.
Like, okay, but you don't know, like, anything about her life or whatever?
No.
Okay, so she had, like, a crazy media stir about her. You remember that, right? Like, people were just, like, eyeballing everything she did.
She, like, shaved her head or some shit.
She shaved her head.
That's the one thing I do remember, because, like,
so she,
I was a
like,
kid and it was on TV.
She was, they were just, like, videotaping everything she did, paparazzi on her, like, 24/7.
Right.
And, like, just, like, dissecting every single movement that she made, you know?
Really?
Just, like, all this crazy shit. I don't even want to, like, get into, like, what they were doing, but, like, they just dissected everything she did and, like, just, like, blasted all of her mistakes. Like, just crazy. Like, I don't know anyone else that had been blasted the way that she was blasted. And so then she went crazy and shaved her head. And then she got locked into a conservatorship. I don't know if I'm saying that right. And her dad is in charge of the conservatorship or conservatorship. Hold on.
I don't know what. This already sounds fucking crazy. Is this a real story?
Conservatorship.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a total real story.
Conservatorship.
So basically what a conservatorship is like, usually it happens with old people who can't, like, control their finances that have, like, a lot of wealth.
Yeah.
So she's put into a conservatorship that she has no control of her finances and basically can't do anything legally without someone else approving it first.
Wow.
She can't spend her own money. Like,
her dad did this to her?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
And she will probably never be able to get out of the conservatorship. And I mean, she's worth like $80 million or more, I'm sure.
Yeah, what's her net worth? That's crazy. How does someone, like, is it because she was like exhibiting that kind of behavior, or was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's,
what's his access to the thing? That's what I want to know. Her dad's access. Like, can he just spend it?
He gets like paid to be the conservatorship, like, in charge of her finances.
From her money?
He gets a paycheck from her money. So there's a huge, all the lawsuits and courtship going on is all coming off of her dollar from the money she made being Britney Spears.
Yeah, and losing her mind as
and
a consequence.
Right. And having the media frenzy, like, destroy her like, sanity. Right. You know, like,
yeah, I'm not saying it's on her character flaw. Like, when you have that much pressure, there's no way you cannot go insane.
Nobody would be able to handle that.
Shatter like a glass.
Like, just like the crazy, like flashing photos at her, like, crazy. Are you okay, Brittany? Like, are you okay? Like,
no, like, clearly I'm not.
Yeah.
Like, the fucking thing.
So not good, you know, like not good. No one,
I'm not
no
trying
one
to make fun of her either. That's sad.
No,
it's not good.
It's we're not making fun of her. No one could handle that.
Right.
No one, not a single person.
It's like the Justin Biebers of the world too, man. Like, people like that, like, you're gonna receive a lot of love, but you're gonna receive a lot of hate.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't do things to make it easier on themselves. You know, they'll do assholeish or immature things or whatever. But we've all done that, so. Who else, you know, yeah. could say they haven't. But at the same time, like, how do you not just crumble from like that much? Like, how your ego has to be massive, yeah. or you have to have compartmentalized a huge part of your psyche that you don't deal with on a daily basis that's repressed. I'm not a psychologist. I'm just saying on basic, like, the mind, you know what I mean? Like, you're gonna have to, like, not deal with certain things and pretend they're not real so you can just function.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and that's just any normal thing, celebrity at a high status.
Yeah.
But then to also go through, like, what she had gone through, not anyone I can think of has ever gone through, like, the craze that, like, she had been through. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's probably what it was like for Trump, too. I mean, he just, everybody would always pick, I'm not politics at all. I'm just saying, like, king of bad press for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone on either side is going to debate that. So, you know, imagine that. Like, he probably just has a fucking ironclad ego.
Oh, yeah, he definitely does.
You know? So, like, and that's what that's for, to stop you from being destroyed by other people's opinions.
Yeah.
So.
But anyway, the Free Britney movement is,
it's live.
To try to get her out of this conservatorship. Or no, to try to get her dad off of it, because she probably will never get out of a conservatorship. I don't think there's not many people that do get out of it.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
it's fucking crazy, right?
Is there any good news happening in the world, because that I don't know about? Is there any, like, dope shit that's been happening that's, like, awesome? Because I don't watch the news or know what's happening.
Let's find out.
So I just listen to fucking Stoner Street Doom and go work at property management. That's all I do. Play drums, so.
The Good News Network.
Good News Network. Is this new?
Well, there we go. First cloned endangered species in the U.S. from genes frozen 30 years ago gives hope for black-footed ferret. I love that because I used to have a pet ferret.
All right. Ferrets are up.
Let's see.
I did hear about that GameStop gate thing.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. I don't understand any of that.
Well, apparently what they did was they used the Robinhood app. People already know this is old news, but, like, they used that little app to, like, they all work together to change the outcome that these people were betting on for a stock, and those people lost, like, a shit ton of money. Because now this is the thing with technology. This is how the revolution happens. People start using it in ways it wasn't intended.
That's true.
And that's good, and that can be bad. That could be catastrophically bad. But it could also be crazily good, where we stop the people who have always had control of the game. You know, I'm not about flipping the board either. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not in a revolution, but it's like, there's also, nobody cares that you made $1 trillion, but we care if you made it crookedly. If you play the game crookedly, that's what people care about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what we have to try to, like,
right,
revolt against, I guess, is crookedness in all its forms. But yeah, that's good news. What is that koala?
After prosthetic makers said it couldn't be done, orphan koala gets a new foot thanks to a dentist.
Good. Look at him, dude. He looked happy. He was walking.
Hell yeah.
I hope that's the actual koala and not just a stock photo.
with a thing put over it.
Yeah. Man. This is cool. It's a website, the Good News Network, so, like, just only cool shit that's going down. I'm down. I think that's a great idea. We need more of that.
Okay. I got some other good shit that I know of.
What's up?
We landed a rover on Mars.
Okay. There's a Mars rover now. Wasn't there always a Mars rover, though?
This is a new one.
What happened to the old one?
I don't know. I think it died.
What?
They only last for so long.
Hmm. Yeah, those sandstorms and shit. Let's see.
Perseverance rover.
My question is, who took the photo?
Maybe they have the other one still up there. I really don't know. I could be wrong. I don't know anything about it. I just know.
Wow. Okay. Well, Mars 2020, baby.
Let's see.
Did it land last year, or they sent it last year? Oh, it took that long to get there? Wow. Okay.
How long did it say?
July. They sent it off. Launch date was July 30th.
2020?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Damn. That's why.
7 months.
Wow.
8 months. trying to find. There's a specific photo I'm trying to find.
I mean, is this the biggest thing they've done in a while? Was send this thing up? What else has NASA really been doing?
They put two guys on the space station and sent them back.
Okay.
That was in 2020. That was like kind of at the beginning of lockdown.
Okay. You know what's funny? The day lockdown happened here, Steve and Devin and I were on a walk and we saw those, what do they call, Starlink satellites. We saw all of them in a row for like 30 minutes go overhead. That was pretty cool.
And this also was NASA and SpaceX, which is Elon Musk's space program.
Yeah.
And
they worked together?
Yeah, they worked together.
Okay.
They did some crazy-ass fucking shit. The rockets, you know, they detach after they're done burning.
Yeah, stage rocket, yeah.
And they were able to land it, like, perfectly in the middle of the ocean.
Okay.
Let's see if I can find a video of it.
Yeah, I mean, you know what that's really cool about rocketry and something that kind of merges some of my interests, too, is, like, you know who Jack Parsons was? You heard of Jack Parsons?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
He started the Jet Propulsion Laboratory part of NASA, the JPL. That was him. Him and a couple of other rocket scientists started that. And he was also like a very avid occultist and was in communication with Aleister Crowley. And like he ran the Agape Lodge in California.
Whoa.
He founded the JPL, which is really cool.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, there's a whole show, too, they made on, I think it was CBS, Strange Angel, the book about him.
And he was friends with Aleister Crowley?
Yeah, he was in his group. He was a Thelemite. He was part of the group. Jack Parsons was crazy. I have a book on him, too. I've been reading the other one, Sex and Rockets. It's pretty cool.
I don't know. I can't find the video, but that's okay.
I forget that you can cut this stuff, too.
Oh yeah.
So I was like, this is.
That's okay.
Yeah.
People can they can sit by while we. I'm definitely questioning my beliefs. Well, we just cut out here with the audio cut out, kind of similar in tune to what we were just watching. While the audio cut out was NASA cutting footage, so you could say I'm a lot like NASA.
Yeah.
I cut audio, they cut footage, you know. There's a big conspiracy going on.
Okay, are we back on? You know what's funny that you say that is because as soon as we cut out, I was talking about Jack Parsons and the JPL. As soon as I started talking about that and Aleister Crowley and Thelema, boom, the thing went off. I think that's pretty interesting. I'm actually kind of interested in why that happened. But anyway.
So... one thing I wanted like to bring up really quick.
Yeah, what's up?
I think this is a question that is an appropriate time to now ask again.
Okay.
We asked maybe for about 13 years this question, and that question that I want to ask you is, when is Tool dropping a new album?
After the one they just dropped?
Yeah. We got to start asking now.
Yeah.
Because it could be a while.
I think, I don't know, because, like, you know, you follow that band, like, people who are fans follow that band, like me. Their personalities are, I think Danny's about it. I'm sure the other guys are about it, too. But, you know, Maynard's going to do whatever he's going to do.
Yeah.
And he's going to get more entrenched in his life out there, so, because that's what people do.
Yeah,
I'm not friends
with
them personally, you know, I don't know them, but.
Right, so. I don't know what you mean.
I would love for them to come up with an EP. I also think EPs are probably more of like the album of the future. You know?
Yeah, shorter, more solid snippets.
Mm-hmm. And, sorry, I'm chewing this candy.
It's all right. It's a conspiracy.
Who knows, man? Who knows what's going on? New album. I don't know. What'd you think of Fear Inoculum? What's your honest opinion as a Tool fan? Because, like, I have mixed opinions about it. And I find that other fans do, too.
I have mixed opinions about it, too. There's parts that I do really like.
Like, name a couple parts. Like, what do you think is
done?
Sections.
In the song Fear Inoculum, just, like, when the chorus comes in.
Right.
You know, I think that's pretty dope. Fucking, in Invincible, the part where it's like dun 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 dun.
Oh, like the regular just rock and drum beat part,
and then the drums come in, you know. Like, I think that's super fucking dope.
Right, that's something you didn't expect from them. I think Fear Inoculum is my opinion is still like my favorite song. I still think it's like just that was like a new direction they were going in. Like if the rest of the album was like on that level, for me, I think it would have been like not home run, knock out of the park. I feel like they certain areas were like, and you can tell too, Danny's playing, like, don't get me wrong, those parts are fucking hard. That's not beginner drumming at all.
No.
Super creative, awesome stuff. But you can tell too that like there's a couple parts where I hear him with the kick where it kind of like got away from him or something, you know what I mean? Like, he was like, fuck, it's a good take, you know? Like, I'm fucking Danny Carey. Like, of course. Actually, here's a funny thing too. I sent this to, I was listening to this interview Danny did right before the album came out. And he was lit up. He was drinking. And he, oh God, where is it? Here, I think it's, is it this one? Yeah, put the shades on, man. Or is it a text? It's a text. Okay. Fuck, where is it, dude? Oh, no. Anyway, well, he's drunk during the interview. You can tell he's getting a little more... He's just getting more and more, like, progressively goofy throughout the whole interview. And just saying... Saying ridiculous stuff. Hold on. Here we go. Here. I have it. I'm gonna play into the thing.
Okay.
This is a clip of Danny talking. Like, what is he saying?
It kind of bummed me out. That's the way it is, you know, when you see something that good, man, it's just like, it's so inspiring, but it's just like, damn, man. I have to say, man, dude, when I was 17 fucking years old, dude, man, I saw fucking Dennis Chambers play with Parliament. Dude, like I said, I'd seen Lynyrd Skynyrd, I'd seen Yes, all this shit, dude, man, and for me...
Like, oh, this shit, dude, man.
He's so like LA. Yeah, it's so funny. He's just getting more and more progressively drunk and like, because you can hear him clinking the glass. You can tell he was drinking a little.
Oh,
bit,
yeah.
So.
I think I've seen that interview.
Yeah, it's really good. So.
But yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I like the EP thing.
EPs are where it's at, or stealing, just doing singles, producing music as you produce it. Don't gather it all together. Just put it out.
Oh, but yeah, we were talking about Fear Inoculum. I think I'm going to listen to it on my way home today.
Okay.
I'm going to put it on. It's been a minute since I've listened to it. It's been a minute since I listened to Tool, like, really at all.
Yeah.
With, like, the intent of, like, listening to it. Like, they popped up in the background here and there, but not, like, not, like, really listen to it.
Yeah.
So I may give Fear Inoculum another chance. And then the other song I do really like, Invincible, Seven, Tempest.
Yeah, Tempest, yeah.
That song's pretty badass.
That's like old school Undertow.
Yeah, super old school.
It's really cool. Yeah,
Descending's good. I like Descending.
Yeah. Arms and Water. Yeah, that song's fucking
And then
great.
What's... I think there's only one other song.
Numa.
Numa.
Dude, the drum video for Numa, though, that got me through quarantine. Watching Danny play Numa, like, that's the best video of Danny ever.
Yeah.
And it was so good. It was so good.
Yeah. You fucking dude, remember we saw Tool.
We did.
Dude, me and you saw Tool together.
A couple Tool heads, so if you guys don't like Tool or think we're douchebags for talking about it, like, check out. Peace.
Peace out.
Peace out. No, yeah. They were awesome. I didn't realize I was actually at a Tool show until they played Parable. And I was like, oh shit. Because it brought me back to the place I go when I listen to that song.
And then that drum solo that he did with the fucking gong.
There's a video of that on YouTube. It's cool.
It's fucking wild. Just like the sound of that, just like washing through the arena was like, it was unreal.
Yeah, it was a nuts show. I had a great time. Thank you for taking me. That was great.
That was fun. Fun ass fucking show.
Yeah. What was the other? I was gonna say something else. I forgot. What were we talking about right before that?
Fear Inoculum.
Mm-hmm.
Numa. The Numa video.
The drum video. Yeah. Fuck. Never
quarantine.
Mind. It was amazing. Oh, yeah. There's this thing in the comments section. So Vic Firth made that drum video. Okay. They didn't just set up cameras in between, like, that song and Numa. They had cameras on Danny the whole night. That whole show is out there. And there's a whole hashtag release the tapes that's like happening in the comments section.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so like people want to see, like, it's all like release the tapes, like everybody's saying it in the comments of that video.
God,
imagine a whole Fear Inoculum tour show on Danny's cameras.
Yeah.
Drum nerd.
It'd be dope if they had the whole show with everybody's cameras and you could pick which camera you wanted to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen there's video music video DVDs out there that let you do that.
Oh, it's a thing already? Wow.
Yeah, like a long time ago. Like, you go into the special features, you know? It's like a special feature thing. So you go in there and you're like, I want to watch it from this camera. And then they just show the one or two or who, like, just switches between that one person's camera.
That's pretty dope, actually.
Right?
That could be like a mix between live stream and live, you know? That could be something that happens, too. Like, if you watch a live stream, you can pick which camera you're watching, you know? That's a cool idea. People should definitely pick up on that. That might be... Especially for musicians, too. Like, musicians are really going to want to see their favorite players live,
right,
what they're doing, or what they're, you know, they're singing, whatever they're doing, you know?
Or if even, like, you did you see that A Pussifer did the live thing?
Yeah, from Ascanti or whatever it's called.
Why couldn't Tool do that?
Who cares? It was still awesome.
Did you watch it?
I didn't see the ones that they put on YouTube.
There's put a couple.
I still haven't even seen those. I love that album, though. Existential Reckoning is a good record.
It's not bad.
I really like it. I think it's really good. Bedlamite, I love that song. Bullet Train to Iowa, that song is fucking great. That's probably my favorite on the album.
But yeah, I would have just liked if Tool did more.
They're old, dude. They're getting old.
But they could put out a live thing. They could do something.
Yeah, but that would just give everybody the satisfaction that we want.
Yeah. Fucking assholes.
Yeah, they know that. They're like, we're going to milk this thing until we're dead, so you're not getting shit. No, they're not like that, but they probably are. What are you looking at?
Just looking at questions.
I'm an open book. What do you want to know, baby?
How did you come up with the name Lumiel?
Lumiel is the name of it's an obscure name of an archangel. It's like the lightning bolt that comes down the tree of life when you look at it through that system. It's kind of like I said, like it's a synonym for Lucifer, but we're not Luciferians necessarily or anything like that. But the light bringer, the bringer of the light. Like, if you look at our thing, it's a hand holding a torch. That's our logo. That's kind of the whole point of our band, is that's what we're trying to do with music, which is a very lofty goal. But
yeah.
That's what it's done for us, so that's what we want to do with it. You know, it's kind of like, you know, like, how many times has a song been like the thing that got you through something?
Oh, yeah.
You know? Like, that's people who, you know, if you have a song like that, you know what I'm talking about. You know that, like, that was everything to me.
Or a song allow you to feel something and feel validated for how you feel.
Yeah. Like, you're not the only one who's ever, like, fuck, you know, felt like this. Even if it's good, too. You know, you're not the only person who's experienced that kind of joy or whatever. So,
yeah,
it can just enhance things at a certain point. Yeah. I mean, that's the point. So, it's an archangel name.
Sweet.
We're not specifically religious or particularly religious people in the band, but we all have our own spiritual paths that we follow. So,
I'm about it.
Yeah, me too.
Sweet.
Yeah. What about Waterfall King? Wasn't that... That was... Based on those photos you guys took, or photo of Morian was taken or something, right? Why was the name based on? I always forget.
I don't know if this part, when this one is going to come out, I may change the order of how I recorded it. So if you're listening and you already heard this story, me and Morian were at Matheson State Park, and they have a bunch of waterfalls there.
Yeah, you could super summarize it too.
And we climbed up onto, well, it's a short story. We climbed up onto the waterfall, and we held hands and kissed, and I was like, you're my waterfall king. And then,
oh my god, really?
And then he's like, oh dude, that's a good band name. And then that's how we had it.
Then you blew each other.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
No, we didn't kiss or hold hands, but we did climb up on a waterfall, and
that was the moment you guys had, like,
we had like my staff, and it was like, I think Morian said he was the Waterfall King, or said something about the Waterfall King, and I was like, oh, that's a good band name, or vice versa.
Somebody said that.
Somebody said it, and one of us was like, that's a good band name, and we're like, yeah, that is a good band name, and then it just, like, stuck.
Nice.
Like, at first I was like, you know, you always have kind of like think about it, and you're like, oh, I don't know, like if that is that gonna be it, you know?
Yeah.
And then it just like, you know, Waterfall King, you know, like right. That's good. And we started coming up with more ideas for like the artwork and stuff, and then Steve designed the logo.
Yeah, he did. That's another thing, like community-based aspect that I love.
He was talking about getting a drawing tablet, you know, for the computer.
Yeah, and you gave him one.
And I was like, I got one you can use, you know, so then you can decide if you want to, like, purchase, like, your own.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, just, like, draw something for me, like, draw us a logo or something. And he's like, okay. And so I gave it to him, and then, like, a week or two later, he, like, showed us this logo, and we're like, dude, that's it.
It's perfect. It's like a little sigil. It's exactly what you want. It's round. It, like, is your band, totally. But it's also, like, easy to remember and see. Like, Devin was wearing that shirt last night at home. He had the... I'm like, nice. I didn't tell him I was going to be here today. He has no idea. He's at work right now down the street at Roots making smoothies. Making smoothies. He wanted to hear that.
Go to if you're in the Algonquin area, go to Roots.
Algonquin. Did I say Algonquin Roots? What am I talking about? Organic Roots.
Organic Roots.
Yeah. Not Algonquin Roots. It's a totally different thing.
But yeah, the logo, like, he designed it, and I let him just keep the tablet. I was like, you know what, dude? Like,
you use it.
You're what you just gave us is worth, like, a million times more than this tablet.
It's a really good logo, man. It's a very good logo. I love the simplicity of it. That's what makes it.
And it just, like, it fits.
Yeah.
It just, like, embodies, like, the band. I don't know.
Yeah. We're fully symbolic creatures, man.
It like really works.
It's beautiful. Yeah, I'm actually really excited. I'm really excited. You know, I mean, this could be a good place to end it too, like on an up note.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like I hope we all share in this excitement, but I can only speak for myself. I'm really excited that I'm on this journey with the people I'm on this journey with.
Oh yeah, dude.
You know, making music, like being friends with you and Morian and Trevor and. I don't see him a lot, but he's every time I hang out with that guy, me and him, we always laugh. And
dude, Trevor's fucking great.
He's a good guy. And Dave and Aletta and Luke and, you know, like, just these probably people we know, you know, Jay and Dev and Kyle and all these people, you know, all the people you've had on here. I mean, those are people that I can speak for in my life personally. You know, we all have different friends in the little group, but no one's really that far away from each other. Like,
no.
You start to find out, like, oh, I've heard of that guy who plays music, and realize, oh, he's friends with my friend or something
right.
Like that, you know, so.
Like, but, I came here and I knew Luke.
Yeah.
You know, I heard.
You're like, oh, what are you doing here, dude? I got a room. Yeah, that's cool. That's the cool thing. So I'm really excited to be on this journey with you guys because this is our life. This is what we do. And.
Hell yeah.
We're
doing
it's
it.
It's hilarious.
We're
doing
it.
You're doing it right now. Like, this podcast, like. We laugh. No one's going to listen to this episode. Maybe they will when they're nerds and this podcast is huge and they're like digging through the archives, you know? But I mean, like, there's going to be some people who listen to it that listen to this, but it's like, not who knows what scale you could be at in a few years, you know?
Right,
that's
yeah.
The cool thing. Like, even if it's just local, like, what are you doing locally? Are people like trying to get on the podcast? That's when you know, like, things are going to be cool. And I see that in the future. And I see that, like, with our bands. Like, I would love to tour with you guys. I think that would be an interesting show. Package.
Dude.
I think it'd be awesome, and I think it would just add to the mythos of like you guys had being in this room after us and us being at the same spot and you were gonna play bass for us and we played a show with Morian, and it's like, yeah, I love the stories. I think that's what it's about. So
hell yeah, dude.
Yeah,
I think that's a good spot to end it.
Yep.
Well, thank you for coming out.
I loved it. I want to come back. I want to be a regular. So
we'll do it. Well, we got to do
kidding.
Another one with you and Dev.
Let's get Devo out here. Yeah, dude, he's cool.
All right, tapeworm out.
We out.